Yeah, okay, that's fine. Sorry, I missed it yesterday. I had a meeting with Burma's office that took much longer than I thought it was going to take. Okay, let's go to Rava. Amar Rava. Aimly Teres Ella Bitsurish Epesa. So Rashi learns, first we get that outside. Rashi learns that the Mishnatam Rova, Amy Teres Ella Bitsurish Epesach, means that you have to have a source of Pesach and a Tefach. Source of Pesach and a Tefach. But the source of Pesach is built into the Tefach. Chatzi kona mikan, v'chatzi kona mikan, and it's source of Pesach b'emza. The Lishna, the middle got Lashon of Rava, Mishnah Tziyasa, is that it's either or. Either a Tefach, and here Rashi is Tefach Seichet, or a Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach can be a substitute for Tefach Seichet, for a Tefach. And the Lishna Basa of Rava, which is the Halacha, is that you need both. You need a Tefach Seichet for a Tefach, and Rashi is Tefach Seichet. The Hemshech is for a Muchuk, and the Gemara is a Tefach Seichet. Rava also agrees to Tefach Seichet, and Tzuras HaPesach. We need the next few lines in the Gemara. Rav Ashi Ashkir Rav Kana Dik Ovid Tefach Seichet Dik Ovid Tzuras HaPesach. So the way we have the Gemara Tefach Seichet, Rav Ashi also has this Gersa, it's Mepurish, that you need not only Tefach plus Tzuras HaPesach, but you need Tefach Seichet plus Tzuras HaPesach. That's three things, Tefach Seichet, which is Lovod, and Tzuras HaPesach. Om Malay, Le Sov, Le Ma, Le Hod, Om Merova, Om Merova, Mkair, Zanami, Tzuras HaPesach. It's like either or. I don't know if you definitely should draw this really. So here you see that the Mishnah Basar Rova works with the Mishnah. Tefach Seichet came to us HaPesach. So both of the Mishnah Kama point to Rashi, and Rashi's understanding, and both of the Mishnah Kama and the Mishnah Basar hold there's some kind of combination of Tefach with Tzuras HaPesach. The Mishnah Kama's combination is that you build the Tefach into the Tzuras HaPesach. And Mr. Basser holds, no, you make sense. You have a tefach, a whole tefach, and then you have a tzuras pesach. Maybe the tefach is one of the kinds of tzuras pesach, but it's a whole tefach with a tzuras pesach. And the Lishna Mitzvah, that's already a different kind of lashon, that it's either or. You don't need that both. You have to have either or. Either a tefach or a tzuras pesach. See Rashi inside. Omer Ova, b'tein u'iteres ela b'tzuras HaPesach. B'eiv and Omer, heiked Omer b'tzuras HaPesach, konam mikan v'konam mikan v'konam gamem. B'hochak Omer Ova, the tefach sh'shanidu b'b'ayis sh'mati b'deifim shlishis, ein imatir elim kein asoy v'ois v'tefach tzuras HaPesach ha'pnei kol ha'deifim kulot. Keitzak konam shol chatzi tefach eitzol yoytzek, v'konam shol chatzi tefach mitzoy sh'kenegbe, v'konam gamem mizeh l'zeh. Have a kibul kolav deifin sosim. Pesach sheish tzuras haPesach stima ma'al yasi berkama there v'zel tefach shomer chafam. So first listen for two things. First of all, it's a funny kind of tefach. It's a chatzi tefach over here, a chatzi tefach over there. Hechon matzino that you could have. Chayim esu tachshav. If there's a sheir tefach, it has to be a tefach mokem echad. Whenever you have a sheir, you have to have a tzirin. There's a sheet tefach, there has to be a tefach in Mokum Echad. Yeah, there's a little bit of tefach here, a little bit of tefach over there, then I don't have a tefach at all. So, you have to say the Tzuras HaPesach in the Mitzar. The Tzuras HaPesach is not going to have a chatzit, two chatzoy tefach that have nothing to do with each other. The two chatzoy tefach make the Tzuras HaPesach. So, Melu, that's cool that I have a tefach. I mean, that's, I think they have Gosh and Rashi, but it's Zel Tefach, Shamu Chachom. What's Rashi want with it? It means, where's the tefach? This is a tefach. The tefach is the tefach of the Tzuras HaPesach. the kanu of the tzuris pesach don't have nothing to do with each other. They have to do with each other. They're mitzuruf to be the mitzuruf in the tzuris pesach. Some of the habon is the derech. Why do you have to have this tzuruf? You need to have a tefach. You need to have a tzuris pesach. So if you like to listen to basra, have a tefach and have a tzuris pesach. What's the need to combine them into one? So let's say we should tell you that the idea is that the tefach itself has to be the idea of a tzuris pesach lechayer. They need to be sliced into the ruach dishes. I don't think this is the rice of the habon. So later, Lion will double this. The prima bonus is double fast that said the habon. I think in Rashi we'll have an echo also that said the habon. We'll see in a minute, but. But kach, the rice of the rabbanon, you need to be seisim the ruach shlishis. So this lashon that the chayra holds, then not only do you need to be seisim the ruach shlishis, but it's the tefach that has to do the work of being seisim the ruach shlishis. You can't just have a tefach and then you'll be seisim the ruach shlishis with the tzuris pesach. And in fact, well, the tefach was seisim the ruach shlishis. For the tefach to be, how can the tefach be seisim the ruach shlishis? The only way is to make the tefach into a tzuris pesach. Maybe this is also the Hezber. Rashi over here does not say anything about Tefach Seichet. There's no Tefach Seichet, the Lovud. In other words, Rav Sima doesn't play a role. It's from Rashi, it sounds like. And all the other Lashonis of Rava, Rashi injects Rav Sima. The Tefach Seichet. Tefach Seichet means Lovud. It's a Tefach, but it's Samach and Fakat Megimel Samach Ladev. And this Lishna Kama of Rava, Rashi doesn't say a word about Rav Sima. Why not? I mean, we'll hurry to put Rav Sima here too. Have a Chatzi Tefach, Umashu, Fakat Megimel Samach Ladev, and then you have a Tzuris of Pesach. Like, why not? The same way I can stick Rav Sima into the Lishna Basra Rava, and into the Lishna Mitziyasa Rava, so why should I not have Rav Sima in? Why is Rav Sima absent from the Lishna Kama Rava? And Rashi came out the first, and there's no mention over here of Rav Sima. He says Befeirush, he says the Chatzi Tefach because Eitzel HaYotzeh. Konish or Chatzi Tefach Eitzel HaYotzeh. Eitzel HaYotzeh is not Rav Sima. When Rav Sima is not Eitzel HaYotzeh, it's Pachas Megimel Samach HaYotzeh. Some other echo. The Gemara is in the Lishna Basra Rava, perishing the Gemara there, Rav Sima, that you put Rav Sima in. That was the mice over there with Rav Kahana. The Lishna Mitziyasa of Rava, it's not unfortunately more, but Rashi, as great Arichus, puts Rav Sima in. Lishna Kam Rava, Rav Sima is actually deletes Rav Sima. Maybe the Pshat is. I would suggest anyway that the Pshat is. Rav Sima says you need Tefach Seichet. What's the mile of Tefach Seichet? Then with Lovah you get Dalat Tvachim. And what's the mile of Dalat Tvachim? What did Rashi say at the beginning of the Sugya? What? Rubah Shel Doifin. Rubah Shel Doifin Asuya. The mile of it, the reason why, the point of having a tefach seichet is that the doifin, the tefach, should be soisim rubei shel doifin. So Rashi may be held that the whole point of having a tefach seichet is that the tefach should be soisim rubei shel doifin. But according to Lishna Kama Rava, why should I need Rav Sima? The tefach is soisim the whole doifin. Because the tefach is built into the Tzuris HaPesach, and that's the whole point. Why are you building the tefach into the Tzuris HaPesach? In order that the tefach should be soisim the whole doifin. So Rav Sima has no makom in the Lishna Kama Rava. In the other Lishonos of Rava, let's say in the Lishna Basra, Lishna Mitziyasa Rava, I'm sure you could put Rav Sima in, because whenever you have a tefach soisim, you don't have a Tzuris HaPesach. It's either or. So that Rav Sima could be in there. Even in Lishna Basra Rava, they have a tefach soisim plus Tzuris HaPesach. So I could also understand the Tzuris HaPesach, the tefach in the Lishna Basra Rava. The tefach is not the thing that's doing the stima. The tefach is separate from the tzuris pesach. So you need the tzuris pesach because you need the whole doifin should be salsim. But the tefach is not playing a role in that. Rav Siman's kepeda is that the tefach should be salsim uvishal doifin. So there's shaykh to make it serious. the tefach should be at least saisim mubashul daifim. So it's that milah that it's doing some, it's being saisim mubashul daifim. And then in addition, the whole ruach should be saisim too. So the whole ruach should be saisim to a sepesach. What does that do with the tefach? What does the tefach do over here? I want the tefach to be saisim, at least mubashul daifim, for some reason. So that's the point of having a simon. It's hard to know here what's a deraisa, what's a derabanan. There's no really way to know. Hard to know it. Have a chreif. Taisus holds the number based the fairish the tefach seichik is a derabanan. From gunners and back and lost in the ruler of the round, the tefach seichik is a deraisa. Internationally, I don't know. It'd be hard to know here. We'll see maybe later after. But I don't know really when you're nainu. I think this is a good point. To the extent that that's the Lishna Kamer Vola. Somebody had a hand
up? Why didn't Rashi say the word so big in Lishna Basra at all? And told him nicely he didn't at all.
Yeah, I don't know. It bothered me also. I think others are Magi and Rashi. No, some others are. We'll see. Maybe we'll see. Let's think. Right now we're. I don't know. But in the very next Ibrahim Maskell, it's clear that it's with Rav Simo.
Yeah. Until you say in the Mishnah Kama, that means that it's not like Rav Simo. So what does Rashi mean in the Mishnah Basra when it says?
Until I say, Kid Rav Simo. Yeah. Over the Tefach Soichek Etzal Yetsi Kid Rav Simo. Maybe that's what he means here also. Let's see. Maybe we get there. We'll get inspired. But meanwhile, could be a lot. Why Rashi really doesn't mention anything about sinus? Then Rashi comes to the next lesson. Yes.
So
the next lesson.
Rava
argues on the Lishna Kama. That's what I'm suggesting. That Rashi learns the Lishna Kama. Rava is not like a sinus. That's a terrible. Why can't he argue on sinus? A lot of them are arguing on sinus. Then Rashi says, "Mitzvah Nami b'tzuras Pesach." So this is the Lishna Mitzvah Rabbah. That is either or. So Rashi, "Mitzvah Nami b'tzuras Pesach." Mashma the Tefach Shishaninu, Haynu ki the Pirush of Sima Leel, Stima as Tefach Eisel Ayotzen. Which Tefach Mash? Also Rabbah Lameima, the Mosu Tzuras Pesach of Nekal Adayfen, Mishnei Kadam Kol Shul, the Kanal Gabeim, Koylei B'mokin Tefach. Umachshelo kavasei to oihai machshel. Rashi here needs a lot of hesed. First of all, the etzem idea that it could be either or. That if you have it to a pesach, you don't need to have a tefach. So loy did the chiddush because the tefach it's a hilchus of the tefach. Tefach is a hilchus. Has it to a pesach? Do away with the hilchus of a tefach. The Ran Moshul says with a Poshul, there's no tzad that Tzuras HaPesach is a substitute for a Tefach. The Ran is different shot in the discussion. That either or means either a Tzuras HaPesach or a Tefach Seichik. That the Tzuras HaPesach is a substitute for a Simon. Now, you don't understand. Tzuras HaPesach is the steam of the whole world, so it's a substitute for a Simon, which is just a Rubah Shulay. Maybe I'll there accept. But Akaponim, Rashi's mashma that if you have a tzuras pesach, then you don't need a tefach at all. Rabbi Pushin Rashi. Koyle b'mokim tefach. Im Osset Suez a Pesach al Pnei Kol HaDoifin. First Rashi, it's al Pnei Kol HaDoifin. Mishnei Kanim Kolshu. So there's a Kana Kolshu on one side, a Pnei Kana on the other side, and it's al Pnei Kol HaDoifin. So there's no room here even to put a Tefach. And it is Kolei Gomachim Tefach. Ella, maybe we could say, yeah, because the Tefach that maybe it's Tzuras HaPesach is a Doifin Shlema. Maybe Tzuras HaPesach is a Doifin Mamish. Maybe Rashi also is Tzuras HaPesach is like a salad Doifin. Not like the Ran, you can't use Tzuras HaPesach for a Doifin. Right, the Ran holds you can't use a Tzuras for Shtayim Kol Chosin, and the Ran says you can't use a Tzuras HaPesach for Shtayim Kol Chosin. Not in the Chitzani Keres, the Ran said. Maybe Rashi will know, Tzuras HaPesach is a fine Doifin. Maybe you could use a Tzuras HaPesach for the Shtayim Kol Chosin. So Mel, the same way you could use a Tzuras HaPesach instead of the Shtayim Kol Chosin, you could use a Tzuras HaPesach instead of the Doifin HaHashlishi. The Arishan wrote that a Tzuras HaPesach could be used for Shtayim Kol Chosin. The Ritva all the way. Maybe that's what Rashi holds as well. So then I would understand the Tzuras HaPesach because it could be a substitute for the Doifin HaTefach. If Tefach is the Raisa, so on. Tzuras HaPesach also. It'll be Mukhuk. Tzuras HaPesach will work with the Raisa as a Doifin. Problem is. What?
There are not two kashas on why you can say that. Because then it would come out cool.
Right. So, Chorah, right. Chorah, the Ran, the Ran proves the king is Tzuras HaPesach because he says, according to Lishna Basar Rava, that you need a Doifin plus a Tzuras HaPesach. So he says, what's the cool of Doifin Shlishi? Tzuras HaPesach has a good machitza everywhere. So the Ritva gets out of that question, gets out of that hechra, by saying that even according to Mishnah Basar Rava, you need the Tzuras HaPesach also, but the Tzuras HaPesach doesn't have to be Alfei Kulu. You have to have a Tzuras HaPesach, four tefachim, the minimum size Tzuras HaPesach. The rest is parts. And that's a big kulu in the Doifin Shlishi. You need to have like a Doifin, and then you add a Tzuras HaPesach, but you have, it's really miles to go for the, you know, the Doifin Shlishi goes on and on and on. So you have some little Epsom Tefach, that you have a Tefach Seichik, and then you have a few tochim of Tzuras HaPesach, and the rest is open. And that's the cool of Doifin Shlishi. But the Etzem, if you have a Tzuras HaPesach from end to end, the Ritva says, that's a fine mechitzah. Rashi's person all the way. Rashi holds that in the Lushan of Basar Rava, Rashi says Tzuras HaPesach is a play cool. So Rashi is, you have the same effort as the Rav, that in the Lushan of Basar Rava, Tzuras HaPesach is not a good mechitzah for other mechitzahs, for other ruchas. So what do we say? Maybe that's good for the machlokes. The Lishna Mitzvah also holds the Tzuras HaPesach is a good machitza, and it could be even good for the Shtayim Kol Chosin. And the Lishna Basar holds the Tzuras HaPesach is not a good machitza. So the Lishonis of Rava are arguing in the other two ruchas also. So why are they only talking about the Rosh Nishi? The Rava should have a machlokes, meaning we should have Lishonis in Rava. Look at the Shtayim Kol Chosin. So why is that mistaken? The Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work for the Shtayim Kol Chosin in the last Lishna of Rava. Probably doesn't work for the Shtayim Kol Chosin the other two Lashonis either. The Lashonis are arguing with the Ruach Shlishi, not about the Shtayim Kol Chosin. So L'chora, T'muchuk, that Rashi holds, like the Ran, Tzuras HaPesach is not good for the Shtayim Kol Chosin. So if Tzuras HaPesach is not good for the Shtayim Kol Chosin, how does it substitute for the Doifin Shlishi? There's also a Tzaratzmais Mestaber. The point to Rashi, the Chiddush of the Lishna Mitzvah is, Oy hai, if you have Tzuras HaPesach, you don't need Doifin Tefach. If you could use the Tzuras HaPesach instead of Shtayim Kol Chosin, then it's not a chiddush that you could use it instead of the Doifin Tefach. Why would Rav even need to say it? It's only a chiddush. You hold for the Tzuras HaPesach for the regular tefachim is not good, not a substitute. But if you have a Tzuras HaPesach al pnei kulei, Tzuras HaPesach al pnei kulei doesn't substitute for the tefachim for the Shtayim Kol Chosin. But it is a substitute for the tefach. That much you could do. How do we understand it? Maybe the direction has to be, I don't know the struggle with it. Maybe the direction has to be that the Ikka Mechitzis HaSukkah are the Shtayim Kol Chosin. That's what defines the dimensions of the sukkah. The Maisa, how do we know the dimensions of the sukkah? Only from the Shnayim Tilchos. Like, how do we know how big the sukkah is? The Shnayim Tilchos from the Teruchah is that that L defines the shape of the whole rectangle. The Ikka Mechitzis of the Shnayim Tilchos. The Shlishis Tefach is that it should be a little bit more than Shnayim Tilchos. It should start to come back. Maybe you do the Lishma Tziyasa holds. The whole point of the Shlishis Tefach is that it should be more than Shtayim Tilchasim. Epis more than Shtayim Tilchasim. No, it has to be infinitesimally more than Shtayim Tilchasim. So a Tefach is the minimum Shir in Tefach. Like we had in the Sigur by Pocha Shibakel. No, the minimum Shir we find is a Tefach. So it has to be minimally more than Shtayim Tilchasim. So the Mitzvah Mitzvahs is Mecharis. You have to say Pesach. How can I call another Rosh Lishus? And that's also more than Shtayim Tilchasim. It's not good for the Shtayim Tilchasim. You can't use Tzvus Pesach for the Shtayim Tilchasim. It's not a kosher maybe because I'm mechitzah in carrots. It's not a kosher mechitzah for the Shtayim Tilchasim. But Shtayim Tilchasim plus Tzvus Pesach is still more than Shtayim Tilchasim. And that's all I need. I need it should be more than Shtayim Tilchasim. What's called more than Shtayim Tilchasim? Tefach. Less than Tefach. Nothing. Shtayim Tilchasim plus. So this is also Shtayim Tilchasim plus. So maybe that's also good. Not great. It's not great. Not so filled with this stuff. It's another thing. It's another thing. This Rashi that's very bizarre is that Rashi here is marech that Mashma the tefach shesheni no hainu kid appears of siman. What does that mean? Chav? Where is it mashma that the tefach is like of siman? It's not soiser of siman. That's soiser of siman. No, it could work with of siman. But mashma more than that. That the lishna mitzios is machriya the drove has to hold like of siman. Why? I don't understand why that should be true. The whole point of the Lishna Mitzios is that if you have a Tzvus Pesach, you don't need a Tefach. What is a Tefach? Machlokes. Tefach is a Tefach. It's a Yotze, like Rav. Maybe it's like a Simon, it's a Tefach Seifik. Whatever it is, Tzvus Pesach is a substitute. You know, if Rashi would have just put Rav Simon in over here, like taking him for granted, that wouldn't bother me. He takes Rav Simon for granted, because the Halacha is like Rav Simon, like you see later in the story with Rav Kana. But Rashi says much more than that. He says that somehow it's Mashmalei Mashma the tefach shanino hainu kid appears of Simon Leil. Where? What? When? Where is it mashma or anything about Simon?
He said maybe that Rebbe was originally wanted to say at the beginning of the sugi that this whole tefach is coming to serve as a purpose of Simon. So it's not like for Simon because either Rashi is coming to say that this tefach is coming just not as Allah Kosh, not that I just need a tefach here, but this tefach is the stima. So therefore, what Rashi is coming off of the Dibur Maaseh before, where he said the Siras HaPesach is the stima mal yasi, therefore the Siras HaPesach by itself would also serve as a stima. But if we just had a tefach, could it be stam a tefach? It would have to be a tefach that serves as a stima.
Maybe Rashi means Pels had such a machshava. Actually, let's think about it. Maybe Rashi means like this. That what's talk of the logic? How can Tzvus HaPesach substitute for a tefach? It's one thing I have to do with the other. Tzvus HaPesach is bad some like that is time to cause it doesn't work. See, it's not really a tefach. Maybe it's all like this. We'll assume that Rav Simon is a deraisa. And Rashi held that Reb Simon's Havana, what the Tetzach does, is different than the other Amaroim. According to the other Amaroim, the Tetzach is a Dauphin, is a Dauphin, is the Tetzach, the purpose of the Dauphin, it's a sheer Dauphin. It's a small Dauphin, but it's a sheer Dauphin like all the other types. Picking out that. So that Tzuras Pesach can't substitute that. The same way Tzuras Pesach can't substitute for the other Tanis. So it can't substitute for this Dauphin. Let's say with Mechitzani Keres. Mechitzani Mechitzani Keres. If you need a Dauphin Tetzach, ask him Mechitzani Keres. Tzuras Pesach is not a Mechitzani Keres. Let's see what the Musaf of Iran. Maybe there's other reasons why Tzuras Pesach can't be a Dauphin. There's a Chaim in Hilchos Erevin. Chaim so has a Chiddush in the Rambam that a Tzuras Pesach is a stimulus, but it's not a mechitza. It's sosem, not poros, but it's not a mechitza itself. That could also be plugged in over here. Well, you need mechitza here, you need a chetzu shel Dauphin. Tzuras Pesach not a Dauphin. You need a chetzu shel mechitza, not just that it should be sosem. By Sukkot, not enough to be sais in the Ruchim. You need a chetzu shel mechitza. Maybe that's another reason why perhaps Tzuras Pesach can't be a mechitza. That's not the reason the Ram gave. The Ram gave the reason of Mechitza any cares. Maybe this reason. So, if you hold like Rav, that the Tefach over here is just a Tefach by itself, not doing anything else, just standing there and being a Tefach, being a Dauphin, so you have to have a Chetzish of Dauphin, it's just a Pesach's not a substitute. Even Mechitza any cares, it's just a Pesach's not a substitute. Point of Simon, the purpose of the Tefach is to create Rubish of Dauphin. Tefach, not a Tefach, it's Tefach Sefach. The purpose of the Tefach is to link up with the Lovod and to be Rubei Shel Dauphin Asuya. So that means that the purpose of the Tefach is to be Saisen Rubei Shel Dauphin. The purpose of the Tefach is to be Saisen Rubei Shel Dauphin. So Tzuras HaPesach is also Saisen the Dauphin. Even more, it's Saisen the whole Dauphin. I have to understand that the whole purpose of the Tefach. Up to now, I thought of Simon like an additional thing. You need to have a tefach, like you need to have a tefach because you need to have a tefach. Same way we thought before. If Simon's mechadish, you also have to be saisim rubish shel dauphin. If we want to say this mahalach, we have to say that Simon is not adding, he's changing. He's changing the whole purpose of the tefach. It's not just you need a tefach and it should be saisim rubish shel dauphin. I need the whole reason why I need to have a tefach is only for the purpose of being saisim rubish shel dauphin. So why do you need a tefach at all? So now have kanim, make them a chitzis shel kanim. Tosfos Mechitzas Shel Kanim is a Mechitzas Shel Shesi. We don't want to talk about a Mechitzas Shel Shesi. We could put all that into Rashi. Really, you could use you really could use Lavud. Also, then why not just make it Tzuras HaPesach of Rubei Shel Dauphin? If the whole Tefach over here is just to make a Rubei Shel Dauphin, it's to be Sosi in Rubei Shel Dauphin, and that's why Tzuras HaPesach is a good substitute. So make it Tzuras HaPesach for Rubei Shel Dauphin. I look at I was the entertaining. The Rashi here is so strange that Lechatchila I thought that maybe the Pshat and Rashi is despite the maybe the Pshat and Rashi is really al derech l'Ran. You can't use the Tzuras HaPesach for the Tefach. You can't use the Tzuras HaPesach instead of the Tefach. You can't get away from the Tefach. The Tzuras HaPesach is just a substitute for a Tefach. So that's the nice what the Ran holds. The Ran says you can't get away from the Tefach. It's Hilchos, so you need a Tefach. All Rav is saying in this lashon is that if you have a Tzuras HaPesach, you don't need a Tefach Seichel. So, well, maybe that's what Rashi means. He says it mashmalik to Rav Simon, that you need a Tefach Seichel. If you have a Tzuras HaPesach, then you don't need it. But not that you don't need a Tefach. It's impossible to learn the way. First of all, the Hemshech Rashi is befeirish not the way. The Hemshech Rashi befeirish not the way. If you have a Tzuras HaPesach, you do a konim mashu etzil ruach zeh, konim mashu ruach zeh, and it's afnei kula. First, Rashi, if you have a Tzuras HaPesach, you don't need a Tefach. Not need a tefach at all. Moreover, I'm just icing on the cake. I don't need a moreover. It's perish and Rashi, it's not the right shot. but also the whole Hemshech. How do you learn the first lashon of Rava? So I'm saying the Rana is a different shot than the first lashon of Rava. What was the first lashon of the Rava? The first lashon of Rava was Ein Mikares Ela B'Tzuras Hapesa. Hoshiv Shana Rava is that you need a Tzuras Hapesa, period. You need a Tzuras Hapesa, and that's instead of. The Ran says Pshat in the first lashon Rava, Ein Mikares Ela B'Tzuras Hapesa means, he doesn't have the whole Rashi, but Hefa Tefach over here, and Hefa Tefach over here. That's a very big Chiddush, the Rashi. It doesn't say that in the Gemara at all. The Ran is the first lashon Rava, he says Kipshutai. Because the Rambam that you have to have a Tzuras HaPesach. A Tzuras HaPesach is necessary, and once you have a Tzuras HaPesach, you don't need a Tefach Sefer. And therefore, there's no such thing as a Tefach Sefer. The Rambam learns the three Lashonos of Rava. Again, he's learning Tefach is not negotiable. The body has a Tefach. The whole discussion is about Tefach Sefer. So he says the three Lashonos of Rava. He learns very Gishmak. The first Lashon of Rava holds that if you have a Tzuras HaPesach, you don't need to have a Tefach Sefer. And you have to have a Tzuras HaPesach. And therefore, Tzuras HaPesach is, and therefore, Tefach Sechik is never needed. So, Ein Ani Teres, Ela B'Tzuras HaPesach. You need a Tzuras HaPesach, and once you have it, you don't have to have a Sechik yet, you don't have to have a Tefach Sechik. The second Lashon of Rava is either or. You don't have to have a Tzuras HaPesach, but you can go with the Tefach Sechik. But if you do have a Tzuras HaPesach, then you don't need the Tefach Sechik, so take your pick. And the third Lashon holds you need both Tefach Sechik plus Tzuras HaPesach. Very Gishmak of Shat and Rava. The Lashonos are not going to invent new Chatzikonos, Chatzikonomikan, doesn't say in the Gemara at all. It's Mamash Geshmak of Shatan in the whole Gemara. So how come Rashi didn't learn the way? How come Rashi in the Lishlakama of Roba had this strange Chatzikonomikan, Chatzikonomikan? Tara says, because Rashi's learning the Sugya that the Tzuras HaPesach of the year are not coming to substitute for Tefach Seichet. It's coming to help substitute for a Tefach. That's what Rashi learns in Mishnah Mitzvah also. You need to have a tefach. If you have a Tzuras HaPesach, you don't need a tefach. So when they, how do you learn Lushna Kamarova? Lushna Kamarova says you need to have a Tzuras HaPesach. Well, if you all need to have a Tzuras HaPesach, and Tzuras HaPesach over here is substituting for a tefach, that means you never need a tefach. So what's the hilchus of tefach? You can't say there's no hilchus of tefach. So therefore, Rashi has to say the Tzuras HaPesach gets built into the tefach gets built into the Tzuras HaPesach. If it's there, tefach shomu chacham. So mukhul from the whole hemshich of Rashi. But Rashi not going with the Mahalach of the Ran. The Ran's learning Tzuras HaPesach over here is doing the work of Tefach Seichik. It's a substitute for Tefach Seichik. And Rashi learning, no, the Tzuras HaPesach over here is doing the work of the Tefach. It's in relationship to the Tefach. So it's Mukhuk and Rashi, from the whole thrust of how Rashi learns the Sugya, besides being a Furish over here in the Lishna Mitzvah. But Rashi's learning that the two things that are Kafikach, whether you're learning like Rashi or the Ran, the whole sugi is going that there's some kind of relationship between Tzuras HaPesach and Tefach. What the nature of the relationship is changes between the Lashonos. Either you need Tzuras HaPesach and either you have to have Tzuras HaPesach and therefore either you have to have Tzuras HaPesach and therefore the Tefach goes by the wayside. Either it's either or you have to have both. But it's a whole Gemara about the relationship between Tzuras HaPesach and Tefach. According to Rashi, it's a Gemara about the relationship between Tzuras HaPesach and Tefach. According to the Rambam, it's a Gemara about the relationship between Tzuras HaPesach and Tefach. Seichik. So Ka'omer, according to Rashi's Mahalach, that's a Gemara about Tefach. And the Lishna Mitzios is saying that if you have, and the Lishna, sorry, the Lishna Kama. Lishna Kama is saying, you need a Tzuras HaPesach with the Tefach incorporated into it. And Lishna Mitzios is saying, you have to have a Tzuras HaPesach or a Tefach. And Lishna Basra is saying, you have to have a Tzuras HaPesach and a Tefach. So Rav Simon, according to Rashi, is just incidental to all of this. Whether you have Rav Simon, you don't have Rav Simon. You know, if you have Rav Simon, then Tefach always means Rav Simon too. And if you don't have Rav Simon, then you forget about Rav Simon. But Rav Simon is never necessary to the etzem understanding of Rava. But then again, Hadu Kashu Duchta. So what's Rashi saying here in the Lishna Mitzvah? That somehow the Lishna Mitzvah only makes sense if you hold like Rav Simon. Mashma the Tefach Shishanino Hainu Kedepirish Rav Simon Leo. Also, Rav Lameim and him also Tzuras HaPesach Afnei Kol HaDeifin Choyli B'mokum Tefach. No, it's the Rashi Mireshel HaSeifer doesn't make any sense. He says himself Mireshel HaSeifer. He starts with saying Mashma Leo that we're going with Rav Simon. It sounds like he's getting ready to say that Tzuras HaPesach has to do with Rav Simon. You know, I expect Rashi to, it sounds like Rashi is preparing to say that. That Tefach means Tefach Seichik and Tzuras HaPesach is a substitute for Tefach Seichik. But that's not what he goes on to say. Like you see in the Rashi and Lishna Basra, again, the Rashi and Lishna Basra doesn't talk about Rav Simeon. Just like in Lishna Kama didn't talk about Rav Simeon. In the Lishna Basra doesn't talk about Rav Simeon. Well, Shikha Nami Tzuris HaPesach. Mashma the Tshuvayu Be'ino. Hefach Eitzel Ayyotze. I had a word about Rav Simeon. The Kana B'Zovah Shekinegde, the Kana Shagabeyim. Then the next Rashi is in Rav Kana. Rav Kana made a tefach soichek. Rashi explained all the tefach soichek. It's all yoitzi kiri Rav Simon. The soul in Rashi was all. The soul in Marvin Teres Nami. Oy hi, oy hi. So he said, no, I don't like the idduch lishni. Need both. Need a tefach and you need a tzuris hafesek. And it happens to be the whole sake of Simon. So his tefach is a tefach. Is a tefach soichek. It's even worse. When Rashi quotes Rav Simeon, also he quotes him with such a funny lashon. Mashma the tefach shishinu ha'inu ki lepir Rav Simeon le'elva oisus dimas tefach eitzel ha'yotze. Even if it's a little chesed here, what they probably had tefach soichet. Ma'amid v'poch is migimu. Okay, yeah, well, that would be the soichet. Maybe that's just a manuscript. The soichet sounds like a manuscript, I guess. Because they come to with manuscripts. Not just for us. Yeah, or it has to be. Aisus timas tefachu mamidei pochus migimu leitzel ayayis. Osir ovu lemeima dim osu tzu es ha-pesach ha-pnei kol ha-doifin b'shnei kar and poshu. Kona ha-nabeyim koi lu nemochum tefach. Unless it's like two madrusa rashi in the shtar, but well, how much can we say this? How many? I think I got used up my quota. Okay, so how about Hagosha? Two different rashis. Seen a dikduk say from some plunter over here in the years. Rashi in the beginning of Rashi is like saying al derech l'ran. But the tzuris ha-pesach instead of simon. Now instead of a tefach, can't get away from a tefach instead of a simon. But then the other rashi learns. That it's instead of a tef. Any idea? I don't know if I can say that now. Maybe you could think it, I don't know if I could say it.
Okay. Is Rashi just like alluding, like when he says Rav Simeon, is he just alluding to the next words that are going to follow when he says, who's this Tiva Tefach? That the function of the Tefach is not simply just there's a halacha that you need, the third, like similar to what John was saying, that like the third wall is just the Tefach, but rather, that the function of Rav Simeon is that it's a stima, which is what allows Rava to extrapolate from there, that it's Rav Simeon.
Yes, so that's what you were saying before. That the shot in the Rashi is that Rashi was takabah, that it happens to specifically a substitute for a tefach. The Rashi learned that the tefach is not the lamed alachma, it's not a doifin tefach. It would be a doifin tefach, like the other two tefachs. Then you couldn't use a tzuris ha-pesach instead any more than you could use a tzuris ha-pesach instead of the other tefach.
Right,
but according to Rav Simeon, the purpose of the tefach is to be soisim rubah shel doifin. Once the purpose of the tefach is just to be soisim rubah shel doifin, then it makes sense that you could do the stima in a different way. You could have a tzuris ha-pesach hagam. Why didn't tzuris ha-pesach have kuloi? Make a tzuris ha-pesach dal tefachut. Maybe we could say this is more of a stima, this is less of a stima. Stima gemura has to be up there. A stima gemura is enough dal tefachut. Stima Chasur's a Pesach to Kastima, it has to be Alpnei Kulo. If you say fancier as bear. Maybe it's very radical thought in Rav Simeon that according to Rav Simeon, the whole purpose of the Tefach is different than without Rav Simeon. According to, say, Rav Shmuel, Mamirei Chol Yetze, it's just a Daifin for that, for its place, it's a Daifin for, it's to be a Daifin. And no different than the other two Tfanis in principle. It's just Pesach doesn't help with it, because it's not a Daifin, or because it's not a Mechitz any Keres. According to the other Lashon, so I don't want to use the word Mechitz and Ikeres. But if we're going to say this kind of Mahalach, I don't want to say the reason why Tzuris HaPesach is no good for the other Tfanis is because it's a Mechitz, not a Mechitz and Ikeres. because then even according to Rav Sima, that is to be Saisim for Tvachim, but maybe you have to be Saisim for Tvachim with the Mechitza Nekeres. Love, it is a Mechitza Nekeres. That we were Mechir from Mechitza Shokan. Love, it is a Mechitza Nekeres. So you can't say. So even according to Rav Sima, that the purpose of the Tefach is to be Saisim Ruba Shel Doifin, but you maybe have to be Saisim Ruba Shel Doifin with the Mechitza Nekeres, Mechitza Nekeres. But maybe we'll go with Rav Chaim's Nusach. But the reason Rav Chaim didn't say it about this, but Rav Chaim had this notion that it's Tzuris HaPesach. He says in the Rambam, I don't know, in Erev, he asked for some agenda in the Rambam, that a Tzuris HaPesach is not a Chetzis Shul Mechitz at all. It's a stima, but it's not a Chetzis Shul Mechitz. And that's why it's no good for the Shtayim Kilchosim. It's not a Chetzis Shul Mechitz. So maybe then it's more shaykh to say that if you hold that like a Sima in. So that's the finish of time to chosn shishis for tefach that you need here a mechitza of two mechitzas shleimais and a mechitza of a tefach. But according to Rav Sima, the purpose of the tefach seichek is not to be a mechitza at all. That's not fair game so much. Not to be a mechitza at all. It's to be seisim uvishol daif, and I don't have to be seisim uvishol daif with the chetzis or mechitza. Why not? Asking for a nusach, but somehow when you get there, Rav Sima, you no longer need whatever you call it, chitza nekeres. You no longer need chetzis shel mechitza. Like why? Maybe just because Rav Sima requires the tefach to be soisim ruba shel doifin, but maybe it has to be soisim ruba shel doifin with a chitza nekeres, with a chetzis shel mechitza. Unless maybe we'll say like this. Maybe we'll say the following. Then it'll work either way. Chitza shel mechitza. It's in the charismatic or kind, maybe we could say the following. That again, start off the same way. If the tefach is that, like Am Shmuel, so the tefach is just there to be a tefach bim kaimon. But if the tefach is Rav Siman's tefach soichek with mamidis and so on, then the purpose of the tefach is to create a ruba shel doifin. What's the mile of ruba shel doifin? What's the mile of ruba shel doifin? Ruba tekulin. Never mind the round about the Ein Mechitza Pachas Midal. Rashi says Ruba Shel Doifin. So what's the matter of Ruba Shel Doifin? But it's not Kala Doifin. The answer is let Ruba Kikula. That's a cloud Kala Tekula. Ruba Kikula. So the point of the having this Tefach is that I can then make a Ruba Kikula for the whole world. Well, Ruba Kikula is not a Mechitza Nekeres, nor is it a Chetzah Shel Mechitza. Whereas if you really need it, if the point of the Tefach is to be a Mechitza Tekula with the Lomdus of Ruba Kikula. That means that it's not coming to be a doifin at all. Because what's Ruba Kikulay? But I don't have, if I need a doifin much less time to chasm, could you do Ruba Kikulay? No, why not? Because I mean that's a plush because probably could actually because you have a Ruba Habars. But then it would have to be less than, your pitches would have to be less than 10 foot, less than 10 hours wide. That's a question. I mean, why can't you do with Google and the other two sides? You'll work with them and move all the parts. Eimud Ruvah HaParetz has certain limitations. Eimud Ruvah HaParetz, the pirtzes can't be more than 10 amos. In the Daif and Shlishi over here, where you don't have that limitation, you'll be able to cool it. Different than Eimud Ruvah HaParetz. Also, there's another difference. Ruvah Shel Daif and Asuya means you need to have four tvachim. Which is right with seven. What if my Rosh Lish is much longer? A lot of the pastor says, I still only need four. I still just need a Tefach Seifer. We're not talking only about a seven. Ruba Shel Doifin doesn't mean that it's right of the Ruach Lish. It's right of a minimum Doifin. Out of Adam's work by the other two sides. So Tefach Seifer gives me a Ruba Kikuloi of seven Tvachim. And what's the mile of seven Tvachim? So I don't know. It's like a Chashiva. It's Ruba Shel Doifin. It's right of Shir Doifin. And that's all I need by the Ruach Lish. So then again, it's hard to understand what is
Rashi says the shtei defanos need to be shleimos.
Rashi,
when he's saying dika shtei defanos kilchasan, he defines defanos kilchasan. He says shtei defanos shleimos kilchasan.
Where's your Hashem?
Right before Amaro.
What's called that? Yeah. What's called that? Okay, I don't know. I'm probably not really sure what to do with this right. A couple of lesser rationals through the Shonis Rav. Okay, I think they're not clear. The Ran Komer has a different. The Ran is a Mahalach, it's much simpler. The Ran learns that Tefach you have to have for sure. The whole Nidan is about Tefach Seichet. The whole Nidan is Tefach Seichet. In Surah Tesach, substitute for Tefach Seichek. The first lesson holds, you need to have a Surah Pesach, and it substitutes for Tefach Seichek, and therefore you never need Tefach Seichek. It's always covered by your Surah Pesach. Second lesson holds, Surah Pesach or Tefach Seichek. And the third lesson holds, you need to have a Surah Pesach and a Tefach Seichek. And let's talk about the Hezbo. What's the why does Surah Pesach substitute for Tefach Seichek? And what's the struggle with the Basra? We need to have a Tefach Seichek and a Surah Pesach. That means the field of Lishna Basra Rava comes out, you need a lot of things with it. Because remember, Shitas Haran is that the Tefach has to be solid without love. Not like places that you could, the Tefach itself could be love. Right? Rav knows only you have a solid Tefach. In addition, you have to have a Tefach Sechid. So you have four Tefach with love. If you're going to be dying from Lishna Haran, that's also a good answer. According to Mr. Basarova, you also have to have a Tzuras HaPesach. So you need to have a solid Tefach, you have to have a Lovut for four Tefachim, and you have to have a Tzuras HaPesach of Nei Kula. According to Mr. Basarova, and according to the first two Lashinas, the Tzuras HaPesach is in lieu of the Tefach Sechik, in lieu of the Lovut, in lieu of the four Tefachim. So I think we could explain the Ran very nicely with the array that we worked through in the Ran already. According to the Ran, why do you have to have a tefach without lovut? Solid tefach. Why can't you use lovut for the tefach? So what do we say in the Ran? Because there's a shear. And lovut's not a start for the shear. The chepsu shel doifen has to have a shear tefach. So that lovut's no good because lovut's not a start for the shear. In addition, you have to have four tefachim, so the Ran said, because ein mechitza bachus mi dal. Meaning, that's not a shear in the chepsu the doifen, then lovut wouldn't help. That's a shear in how much the doifen has to be goyder. This doifen tefach has to be goyder dalet tefachim, because a mechitza has to be goyder rishos, and the smallest rishos is dalet tefachim. So that's why you have to have a tefach, and you have to have four tefachim. You have to have a tefach, because that's the sheer doifen. The chetzu shel doifen is part of the chetzu of the sukkah, has to have a tefach. It has to be goyder four tefachim, because the tefach has to be goyder four tefachim, otherwise not a mechitza, not being mapped to the rishos. And then you have to have a tzuras pesach, that the rishos should be, that the whole rishos should be stumah. Maybe that's it in derabonim, it's another halacha. I understand very good sorry the Lishna Basra, which in a way Bashkop Rishon is the hardest thing to understand, but now I think it's the easiest to understand. Now I say, why do you need all these three things? You have to have a Tefach because that's the Shia Doifen. So it's a Pesach is not good for that because I don't any cares. And Lov is not good for that because I'm a starved to the Shia to a Shia. So you have to have a solid Doifen Tefach. That's my Chetzishal Doifen, the Sukkah has to have. You have to have a Tzuras Pesach because you have to be Seisim the Ruach Shlishis. I don't know, the Reis of the Rabbanu, you have to be Seis in the Ruch Shlishis. So why not just stop there? Why not say, well, I have a Doifen Tefach. That's my Shia. And I was Seis in the Ruch Shlishis, so that's also nice. So why do I have to have also a Tefach Seifen? So what do you say? In this framework of that we have in the right now. Why do you need Tefach Seifen? If I have a Rosh Hussar, I have a whole Rosh Hussar, I was going there. But I have a Mechitza, I have a Tursa Pesach.
Who says that would be good for the Mechitza?
You can have a pizza and he cares. That's why they say mechitza nikeres is halacha in the chetz of the. You mean mechitza nikeres? You mean mechitza nikeres ima. That's halacha in the chetz of the Dovin Shul Sukkah. That's what Rishonim explained by the Sukkah of Chakak. You mean mechitza nikeres dafka because, and in Sukkah the Dovin is part of the chetz of the Sukkah. If here, if I needed four tefachim worth of chetz of Shul Dovin, then I would need salad because you can't even sarf the lover to the. You can't even sarf lover to a shiur. The whole point is to say that Baruch Shlishis, I only need a chefs of one time. I need the four tvachim because I need to be goyder and shus of four tvachim. Because if I'm not goyder and shus of four tvachim, then it's not called the mechitza. So here I have goyder the whole ruach with the two asaf pesach. You know what I'm saying? Mechitza nikeres is a halacha that a sukkah has to have because the chefs of shul doifin, which is part of the chefs of shul sukkah, has to have. To the extent that I need a chefs of shul dalat tvachim, then I would need a then I would need a pas dalet by sukkah so you come over. You need a pas dalet, and the Ran explained because I'm mechitza chusam idalet. That's the shir. That's the mechitza. What's the lashon? Shir haroi. That's the minimum shir haroi of a mechitza. So where I need a chetz shel doifen b'shir haroi, I need to have a solid fourth welcome. I need a pas dalet. Here I don't need a pas dalet. All I need is a doifen of one tefa. The answer is because here I only need because it's had the chetz shel sukkah. It's at the chetz shel doifen, which is part of the chetz shel sukkah. I only need one tefach. So how much mechitza nikeres do I need? Presumably, also only one tefach. So why do I need elamai? I want to be goyder the reshus because any mechitza has to be goyder for tefach. Well, here I have a tzuras pesach. It's goyder the whole thing. I think the answer is that the lishna basra holds that yes, my tzuras pesach was goyder the whole reshus, but my doifen didn't do anything in that. That work is not being done by the doifen. That work is being done by the tzuras pesach. The doifen has to be a mechitza in its own right. For the doifen to be a mechitza, it has to itself be goyder a minimum size rishus, a minimum size rishus of dalat tefach. That's the tzir fador. The sheer doifen is a tefach, but that tefach has to do the work of a mechitza. Otherwise, it lacks a shem mechitza. So how can it? So it has to be goyder or rishus of dalat tefach. It doesn't help for the. So it's a pesach to be goyder dalat tefachim. That's nothing to do with the doifen. That's very nice for the tzuras pesach. What does it give the doifen? That doesn't make the doifen into a mechitza. For the doifen to be a mechitza, the doifen has to be goyder dalat tefachim. How could it do that? Would love it could do it. Because if that doifen would love it to the yotzei, so the doifen is goyder dalat tefachim, then the doifen becomes a mechitza. So that's the tzir of hadar. I need a chetzah shel doifen of a tefach. That's the hilchosuk. The chetzah shel sukkah requires a doifen tefach. That's all that I need mitzvah the doifen shel sukkah. That's all that I need mitzvah the chetz of the sukkah. But that doifen itself has to have a shem mechitza. To have a shem mechitza, it has to be goyder or shusuf dalat tefachim. That's why I need lovot tefach sochet. And then in addition, the ruach stishes should be stuma. For that I have a tzuras pesach. It's very gishmak in which the basra wrote. But what about the other lashonos of Rava that say that the tzuras pesach removes the need for a tefach sochet? So I think those lashonos will hold that the doifen is mitzvah to the tzuras pesach. Maybe because it's one of the konim of the tzuras pesach, or maybe just because it's in the same ruach as the tzuras pesach, and you don't have to have it. The doifen itself was sois in the dalat tefachim. If the doifen is connected to the tzuras pesach, it befrat that it's one of the konim of the tzuras pesach. So then it's called, and the tzuras pesach is going to the whole ruach. Then that's enough to give the doifen a shem mechitza. So therefore, the lishna hama holds you need a tzuras pesach anyway because you have to be sois in the whole ruach. Once you have a tzuras pesach. Then my doifin becomes a part of the mechitza. Once he's part of the mechitza, then why should I have to have a tefach seicher? So you never need to have a tefach seicher. And the smidah lashon of Rava holds that you know, if you have a tefach, that you don't need a tzuras pesach. It's enough that I was goyder dalat tefach, maybe because it's rubish doifin. Now I have a shem mechitza because I have tefach seicher. Now my tefach was goyder dalat tefach. Now it has a shem mechitza, and there's no need per se to be seicher in the whole ruach shlishis. If I want to be sois in the whole ruach shlishis, then I can forgo the need for a tefach sefer. That'd be very shvach. One thing I'm not so sure about is that people who feel in middle lashon rova that you can, if you have a tefach sefer, so you don't need a tzuras pesach. So when I do have a tzuras pesach, then why does it have to go? I'll pay kula. Why can't it just go as far as the doifim? How far would the lobe have to go? Four tefachim. Let the tzuras pesach go four tefachim. Have a tefach. Have a doifim tefach. Have a tzuras pesach for another three tefachim. Shayna of Israel would have a quoting of Moloch that Tzutz Pesach can't be less than 4 Tvachim. Fine. Let the Tzutz Pesach be 4 Tvachim. And that's it, 5 Tvachim. Why do I need any more? That's not my Tzvachim. You need that. But you need a Zion, some Shayna of Zion, or Alfei Kulo. Not just 5 Tvachim. That I don't know. Then the Ritva holds, I know. The Ritva holds, the Tzutz Pesach. Taka doesn't have to go very far. It says, all the Tzutz Pesach has to be 4 Tvachim to die. But the Ran's afterwards, the Ran's Mashma, you need Tzvus HaPesach. That should go to, I forget his Loshim, but it's Mashma and the Ran, you need Tzvus HaPesach. I forget what he says in that. I don't remember what he says. He doesn't say that. The Ran when he's Machriya, the Tzvus HaPesach doesn't work by the other two Tfanas, because otherwise it's the Kula of the Ruach Shlishis. So the Rosh, the Ran says, the Ma'amid stuff, the Omer Hei in the Ran, he says that it's, he thinks the Tzvus HaPesach is not Machriya in the state of Tfanas. Shemata Imerkein, if it would be Machriya, the high Lishna Kama Derova, they always have to have the Tzvus HaPesach. So my kula deifin shlishis, the amina ba'afil u'tefach, came in sheish b'tzuras ha'pesach ha'fek kula, so afil v'sheif ha'nu sumate. It's only l'shul kamer over. And he said, l'shul basen rov anami, d'om u'tshich anami tzuras ha'pesach. V'tshich ha'tefach soichet v'fokas in gimel, v'tzuras ha'pesach, Shall Arba? We need Shall Arba. Why Arba? In Easter, the Tzvus HaPesach Matir, but called Tfanas HaSukkah, Arba like Kisosim. It's quite a mistake. Arba doesn't make any sense of you. If it's only Arba, then there is a Kula in the Leif Mishlishis. Shloisha gives Maran Shapiro Shloisha. He means Zayat Chokham in the Sukkot Kana probably. If it would be larger, Sukkot would be more. Okay. No, take a look inside. Help me out of it. It's Omer Hay in the Rat. When we dwarf nearly. What type of word? Rama Rama. Rama Rama. Any pairs of Tzvus HaPesach. Because the Rashi's out there. Quotes Rashi's. Erev and Aminu. Take a dumb Tzvus HaPesach. This is Lishma Kama Rama. Kona Mikan, Mikona Mikan, Mikona Gaveim. Rocha Gama Rama. The Tefach Shashanina Bubaisa Shumate Vadeh Kostish Shane Mate Elam Hin Osir Lois Tefach Tzvus HaPesach Hafnei Kola Dekhi. Kona Shulchasi Tefach Eitz Amreitzi Kona Shulchasi Tefach Musayish Kekinek Boi Mikona Gaveim. Havali Kilo Kola Dekhi Sosim. Pesach sheish b'tzuras haPesach stima ma'ayi per kav de'erim and zev tefach shalva chachamim. That's the Rashi. When we dvor v'zal mirah, she'ein tzuras haPesach mati b'shei tfanah shel sukkah. That for the shlain kolchoshin, you can't use tzuras haPesach. Afal pi shu mati l'shabas v'klayim, it is per kav de'erim. Shema ta'im ha'kein, if you could use the tzuras haPesach by the other tfanahs, l'ay lish nekama d'rova, my kula d'deifin shlishi, d'aminu ba'atilu tefach, heim sheish b'tzuras haPesach al pei kula, so afilu b'shei tfanah shel mati. So in the lish nekama d'rova, he's saying, that you need a Tzvus HaPesach HaFei Kula, and then you don't need to have a Tzvus HaPesach. Then he goes on. Imat Ta'im Ad Deifin Sukkah Ad Deifin Shabbos Ad Tzvus HaPesach. you know, if Tzuris Pesach would work, then what's the difference between the Daif and Shlishi? We act on Tzuris Pesach Apnei Kula and the other time. Ulishna Basra the Rav Anami. He skips Lishna Mitzios. Of course, according to Lishna Mitzios, there is a Kula. If you have a Tefach, you don't need a Tzuris Pesach. That's about a Kula. But then he goes, what about, then he says, Lishna Basra, you have the same Cheshbon. Because Lishna Basra, you need to have a Daif and Tefach plus Tzuris Pesach. So Lishna Basra the Rav Anami, Dom of Tzich Anami Tzuris Pesach. That's Sir Simon. But Suez have Pesach shall Arboa.
What do you mean shall Arboa? Drawing it like Rashi, that the Tefach Sochet is three Tefachim out, so with love it's connected, and then Suez have Pesach goes another Arba, so the whole thing is Shiva.
Why two Shiva? I like that it's a day.
Yeah.
So it's only seven. So what does he mean in Ephesus? The Sukkot Gadol, you also only need seven. So then the Chavad is still, maybe that's enough, that's called, that would be good by the other Ruchas. In Isa, the Tzuris HaPesach, Matir, called Fanas HaSukkah, the Havalik Tisosum, then in Shabbat Sukkayim, my Kula Doifin Shlishis, Harry Lovod, the Tzuris HaPesach, the Kolat Fanas HaMatir. So if in the Ruch Shlishis, you only need to have four Tvachim of Lovod, and the Tzuris HaPesach of another, let's say, three Tvachim. So that's seven Tvachim. Maybe a minimum to a specific is four, so it's eight tvachim. So in the other ruchas, it's enough to have eight tvachim. Maybe for the other ruchas, it's enough to have eight tvachim. Could be. Maybe that's what it means. Because there is a Ran later who says that, let's say you have a sukkah suya kamobui, and then but this rule is seven. Here's all discussion if you need a tzuris pesach over here. And like it's around the Ramah, which we haven't gotten through. And we mentioned that we haven't spoken about it. I mean, I want to go back because it's comes out of Rova. So he says, if this is a pas dalid, you need a tzuris pesach or not? The Ran says yes. The Rambam says the Ran says no. The Rambam says yes. But the Ran himself then injects. But if this is seven tefachim, a solid wall of seven tefachim, so it's a different gomor. So he says everybody agrees that you don't need a tzuris pesach over here. So in the next again, the Shulchan Aruch is a little bit of a discussion because that's the very chiddush lechayer. You don't need a tzuris pesach over here. I have shtayim kimin gam. And I have another wall that's far away, but what connects them? But that's what it says in Ram. If the Ram takes for granted that if I have Shlaim Kilchos and Kim and Gam, and it's seven Tvachim long, this is like my Shlishis. This is my real Shlishis, and I don't need to have a Shlishis of Pesach over here to connect them. It's just connected by the. Maybe it's like a Psalyosi kind of concept, I don't know, but the Maisi says that that's okay. And it's mukuch that he's talking about. Maybe he's talking about the walls over here. It can't be. If the wall was over here, then what's the machlekes? You have a pas. He went all machlekes. If I have a pas dalid with lavud, so it's machlekes. The Rambam and the Rambam. If I need a tzuris pesach to connect to the far wall, so obviously the far wall is not right here. The far wall must be removed. Otherwise, what are you talking tzuris pesach? Remove more than three tefachim. Otherwise, it'd be lavud. And that the Ran says, but if it was solid through and through, it wasn't four and three, but it was solid seven, then l'kuli alma, you don't need a tzuris pesach over here. So that's what the Nosei Kelim, all the Nosei Kelim. So you have the Ran's mechadish to us, that if you have a machit over here, a gemura of seven tefachim, then I can have empty space over here, and I can have a wall over here, and it's a fine machit. So maybe the Ran taka holds, that when you have let's say an agamor with a different species, if he really holds, that if I have three is lavud, and I have my doifin of one, then I have a tzuris pesach of, let's say, three or four, whatever you want to call it. Let's call it three. So that's sakakal of seven. And this goes out over here. So maybe you hold that this, that's all you need. And it's the eyes of my kula doifin shlishis. So then he asks, my kula doifin shlishis. Because that would be good by any of the tfanas. Meaning this life, and also you could have the same thing. You could have seven and nothing. Or you could have over here, you could have Tzuris HaPesach because of Mechitzik Mura, so it could be bad of Tzuris HaPesach. And over here also you could have seven and nothing. My Kudla, the life in Shlishis. So maybe it's okay if it gives over here. But that's still strange to me. Why the Chachilim, when he quoted Mishnah Kam Rabba, he said, I'll take Kula. And the Mishnah Basri says Shul Arba or Shul Shlosha, whatever you, however you want to go. Why did he change tombs? I don't even know if this works out, but why is the Ran changed? When he's talking Mishnah Kama Rava, he says he needed Tzuras HaPesach Al Pei Kula. And when he's talking Mishnah Basri Rava, he says he needed Tzuras HaPesach
of Dalit Tvach. Maybe that's higher up. Maybe by him, Pei Kula means to the end of the seventh. Because that's all you need by any of the times. Another thing that's bothering me a little bit in the Ram. I think I made a mistake before. I said that the Ram learned from the Mishnah Kama Rava that if you have a Tzuras HaPesach, you don't need that you need a Tzuras HaPesach, and once you have a Tzuras HaPesach, you don't need a Tefach Sochet. Everything is about Tefach Sochet. I think the Ritva said it. The Ram doesn't say it. The Ram learns the Mishnah Kama Rava like Rashi. The Mishnah Mitzioso, he says Tefach Sochet. Whenever the Mishnah Mitzioso says either or, so here the Ram says, I need Tefach. Either or is either Tzuras HaPesach or Tefach Sochet. So a little bit is bothering me in the Ran. So why do you have to learn this in Kama like Rashi? Rashi is very big chiddush that we have a Chatzi Tefach here and a Chatzi Tefach there. He should have learned the Lishna Kama Rava, since he learns the Lishna Mitzioso Rava, that the Tzuras HaPesach instead of is in lieu of a Tefach Sochet. Learn the Lishna Kama Rava of the Erech Zeh. You have to have a Tzuras HaPesach. Once you have a Tzuras HaPesach, you don't need a Tefach Sochet. And in fact, it doesn't hold the Kapsima and finished. That's what it means. Ainly teres, elav tzuras hapesach, meaning you always need a tzuras hapesach. Once you have a tzuras hapesach, you don't need a tefach sefer. And in echadam, that's what the ritual of the Mishnah Kamarov. That's the simple pshat of Mishnah Kamarov. Actually, you can learn that way because it's not a gemara about tefach sefer, it's a gemara about tefach. So you can't just say you never need a tefach, because it's a gemara about a tefach, it's a hilchasa. So you have to learn, yeah, but the tefach gets built into the tzuras hapesach. The Ranchar doesn't have that hechach. He's learning it's a gemara about Rav Simon. I'll derech the ritual. So learn the Mishnah Kama, that would also be much simpler pshat than Mishnah Kama. Why does he have to learn Rashi pshat than Mishnah Kama? Okay, fine. No, because why not learn the Lishna Kamar? I guess this will be the last thing we'll talk about today. We always have three Lishayas. We have three Lishayas in the other. We have Einei Teres Ella, which means that you need a Tzuras HaPesach and you never need a Tefach. Then we have another lashon. There's oi, and these two are sepesach or tefach. And we have a third lashon that you need both. So, shukanavi.
means that he serves a Pesach plus Pesach. That's what it says in the Gemara. According to Rashi, except for that middle Rashi, they don't understand. Pesach here always means Pesach. Whether it includes Rav Sima, it doesn't include Rav Sima, that's incidental, but that's not the nidun of the Sukkah. According to Rashi, there's a problem, which Rashi addresses, but Rashi had a problem. The first lashon makes no sense. How can you say there's never a need for a tefach? Because you always have a source of Pesach. So how do you explain the hilchus of a tefach? So Rashi's forced to say that the hilchus of the tefach, it means chatzi tefach mikan, but chatzi tefach mikan, that's my source of Pesach. The Ran learns that tefach only here doesn't mean tefach, it means tefach means tefach sechet. Now when the Mishnah, when the middle lashon, for example, says tzuris ha-pesach or tefach, it means tzuris ha-pesach or tefach sechet. When the Mishnah Basra says tzuris ha-pesach plus tefach, it means tzuris ha-pesach plus tefach sechet. Presumably, when the Mishnah Kama says tzuris ha-pesach and therefore you never need a tefach, it means it could mean you never need a tefach sechet. We're not talking about whether you need a tefach. Of course you need a tefach, but you never need a tefach sechet. So if that's the case, so there's no need to learn that this tzuris ha-pesach has a chatzi tefach mikan and a chatzi tefach mikan. What do you need it for? Learn Kipshutoi. The tefach's on the side. You need to have it. Of course you have a tefach. Next to the tefach, you make a tzuris ha-pesach. What the tzuris ha-pesach does is that it obviates the need for a tefach sechet. And the difference between the lashonis is that according to the first lashon, you always need a tzuris ha-pesach, and therefore you never need a tefach sechet. Lashon Mitzi also says, no, you can have a tzuris ha-pesach or a tefach sechet. Lashon Basis needs a tzuris ha-pesach and a tefach sechet. So there's no particular need for the Ran to learn the first lashon like Rashi, but he seems to, because when he quotes the first lashon in the Gemara, he just brings Pirush Rashi and he doesn't say anything else. Rashi, of course, Rashi needed that Pirush, but the Ran doesn't need it. And I think the Ritva learns Alderach, in this Nekuda, learns Alderach the Ran, the Tefach of Yim is Tefach Sechu. I think the Ritva learns Tzoy the Pirush, that the first lashon is simply being Chaylak and Rav Sima. Says you always needed Tzuris HaPesach, therefore you never needed Tzuris HaPesach, there's no Rav Sima, and you're finished. Rav Sima is dispensable, not everybody has to know Rav Sima. I'm not sure why, unless he just, since that's a Rashi learned, so he quotes Rashi, the Ran very often starts with Rashi, that's his point of departure. Maybe the Ran, once you say what the Ran says, once you say later, not like Rashi, you have a Lushna Mitzioso, the Tefach is about a nit, Oy Tefach doesn't mean Tefach, it means Tefach Sechach. Maybe you can go back and say different shot in the Shmukama. I don't know, it doesn't say it in the Ran. So that's not so clearly. Okay, anyway, the main thing was is that in the Ran, in the basic Havon of the Sugya of the Ran, I think we have a very nice mouth. A Havon in the Ran. What are all these dinim? What's the Pesach Chatut? Okay, the Ran's learning the Sugya is that it's a Sugya that's Tzuris HaPesach versus or vis-a-vis Tefach Sechet. Not a Gemara, but Tzuris HaPesach versus the fundamental Tefach. Fundamental Tefach, of course you have to have. That's the Hilchasah. That's the Shir. Nothing can substitute for that. That's the Chepsi Shel Doifah. The Shah is, what about Tefach Sechet? That we have these various Lashonis, what's the relationship between Tefach Sechet and Tzuris HaPesach. Even though, the first lesson seems to be Nimshech after Rashi, but fundamentally that's the Ramban is the Sechet. That's very geschmack in the way we work. The purpose of the tefach is the chetzah shel doifin. The tefach sechik is that the chetzah shel doifin should be soisim the quantity of reshus, because that's what the Shem Achitza requires. If it's Tzuris HaPesach, I'm also soisim the reshus. So what do I have to do? So that's the shalom. When I have a tefach, and I have a Tzuris HaPesach, is that called the tefach with soisim the reshus? And that gives the tefach a Shem Achitza. But maybe no, the tefach has to be soisim the reshus by itself. But that I need love. Tomorrow, what I want to talk about tomorrow is just briefly to talk about the Ran. The Ran, after all this, goes back and discusses, I doesn't still need a Tzuris HaPesach, like it's the Ran and the Rambam, that's the Gaon that we keep referring to. I just want to briefly touch on that. There's a rush about that also. This is an interesting rush to see inside. Does a Sukkah Suya Kumobi need still to have a Tzuris, after you have the Pazdalad, do you still need to have a Tzuris HaPesach? It's an interesting rush, good instructive. And then to go out to Sugya Miga. I hope you look at the Sugya Miga fairly quickly. I guess at the end of the Sugya.